RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
At 23 minutes to 8, here's Des with the sports news.
Yeah, thanks, Anya. An Irish law firm has confirmed to the Irish Examiner newspaper that it's currently handling a number of concussion cases on behalf of former Irish international players. Maguire McClafferty solicitors of Dublin say that further cases are coming forward on a regular basis, but the identities of the players will not be revealed unless and until proceedings are issued. The firm added it's expected such proceedings will be opposed by the IRFU, who have not responded to the statement from the law firm. The law firm says they will use the medical experts being used for the team representing England World Cup winner Steve Thompson and other players in the UK against the English and Welsh unions. Now, the Irish rugby team to play Italy in Saturday's Six Nations game will be named later today, and France's Six Nations clash with Scotland in Paris will go ahead on Sunday as planned after the hosts reported no further positive COVID-19 tests for a second consecutive day. To the Champions League action now from last night, and Manchester City's fantastic winning run continued. They moved closer to the last eight with a 2-0 win over Borussia Mönchengladbach in the first leg. That makes it 19 wins in a row for Manchester City, and they're the first English team ever to win 12 away matches in succession. The goals came from Bernardo Silva and Gabriel Jesus. Real Madrid took a 1-0 first leg lead over Italian side Atalanta in the other game last night with a late goal from Ferland Mendy. The Italians played most of the game with only 10 men. Tottenham are through to the last 16 of the Europa League. They had a 4-0 win over Wolfsburger from Austria, making it 8-1 on aggregate. The other Europa League ties will be played tonight. And Mick McCarthy's Cardiff City have moved into the playoff positions in the Championship with a 2-1 win at Bournemouth. They've won six games in a row. Shane Long scored the Bournemouth goal. Athletics action from yesterday evening and the Madrid international meet, where Sarah Lavin clocked a lifetime best time of 8.13 seconds in the 60 metres hurdles. Nadia Power was third in the 800 metres, her time 2 minutes 1.55 seconds. Louise Shanahan was fifth. Andrew Coscarin was fifth in the men's 1500 metres. Leon Reid sixth in his heat of the 60 metres. But there's a world record in the men's 60 metres hurdles for America's Grant Holloway. His time 7.29 seconds, breaking the 26-year-old mark of Colin Jackson by 1/100th of a second. In cycling, there was victory for Ireland's Sam Bennett on stage 4 of the Tour of UAE. He's in 5th place overall. And in racing, interesting that Patrick Mullins, son of Willie Mullins, is considering the possibility of turning professional ahead of the Cheltenham Festival after it was confirmed yesterday that amateurs would not be allowed to ride at the meeting. The 12 times Irish amateur champion, I'm sure, had no intention of turning professional otherwise, but he's due to ride two favourites at the meeting, Kilcruet and Billoway. The racing world is mourning the passing of trainer Tom Foley, forever associated with the legendary jumper Danoli, a people's favourite of the 1990s, who pulled off a big betting coup at the Sun Alliance in Cheltenham in 1994. And today's racing action is at Thurles. The first race is at 2:20.